Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. Happy New Year. We've been gone for a couple weeks, so we got a lot of fun beer things to chat about and some great events coming up this week that you should check out. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
It's 2015, and we're back.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. I felt like people were thinking we weren't going to come back.
Yeah, man. They're like, dude, they're just going to like end it there and take a few weeks off, and a few weeks will just turn into forever.
Right.
But we're back.
We're here for you.
And feeling good about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. It was a nice break, you know. I was in the sun, so
yeah.
I had a good time.
I'm a little jealous, man. You got out the country, man. Got some sunshine. I was here, you know. Just
all right. Enjoying this great city.
Enjoying this city in the winter times.
Yeah, it's
as best I can. But you know, wintertime is a must because that's what makes the summers so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
true that.
We're like, man, we better party as hard as we can because it's going to be fucking cold soon.
Right, and winter just leads to more indoor drinking.
Yeah.
Summer leads to outdoor drinking. Winter is just indoor drinking.
So true.
And if you haven't listened to Chicago Beer Pass before, welcome. And if you don't know what the show is, we talk about the past beer events we went to, and then we let you know about stuff coming up that you should be going to, that we're going to, excited about. And every week, we're drinking local beer. And this time, we have a collaboration between Three Floyds and Half Acre.
Yeah, man. This is the Annika India Pale Ale. And, you know what you're getting when Three Floyds and Half Acre get together.
Hops.
You're getting lots of hops. This is a great beer, though, man, because it's medium in body. You know, and it's a smooth alcohol warm, you know, it's nice and clean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You get the big hops all the way through, you know, a little bit of lemongrass, a little stone fruit. Stone yeah. fruit's gonna be my word now.
Stone fruit.
You know,
okay.
Get a little stone fruit in there.
All right. It almost seems like a marriage of Alpha King and Daisy Cutter.
Yeah. Well said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm liking this a lot. It comes in bombers. I found it at Whole Foods, so seems like it was pretty easy to pick up. Which is surprising from these two breweries that do, you know, stuff that's hard to get their hands on sometimes.
Yeah, great artwork as usual. There's a dragon, and the dragon is dancing with a naked lady.
Ooh.
Who has a sword.
Okay.
And it looks like they're in some sort of water. So there's that.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Delicious. So this past we've been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we took holidays off.
What'd you check out? I think I was gone for a week.
Yeah.
And then with New Year's, I just was drinking with friends.
Yeah.
Recorded some Hopcasts. I didn't make it to any events because it was quiet too.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but you found a couple things, right?
Yeah, I found a couple things. So I went up to Fountainhead, made my annual pilgrimage up there. I get to Fountainhead, I get to Hopleaf maybe like once or twice a year.
Sure.
I mean, they're awesome spots, but I just don't get there that much.
It's far for if you live on the west side. It just seems like a trek sometimes.
That's
even though
true.
It's really not that far.
I went for, Cletus, the executive chef over there. He's got, he had 8 beery nights. So it was his holiday porter that he created with Beguile. And he had 8 different versions of it. Each night they put a different version on. So I went for the night that featured the marshmallow version.
Oh, okay.
So this was a really cool beer because of the presentation. You know, I was talking to Cletus about it, man. They give you the glass, they give you the tulip, but then the actual, you know, marshmallow is toasted. It's a huge marshmallow square that they put directly in the glass. Okay. And then the beer is actually served in a French press. And a French press is where they add, you know, these good ingredients for the variant.
Okay.
You know. So it was interesting, man. It was
So this event was one different beer every day? Was that
right,
the
different
idea?
Beer every day.
Okay.
And then at the end of the week, they were just, you could get them all.
Oh, okay. You know? So that was probably the best day to go.
Yeah, that was the best way to go. Yeah. And then, you know, it just kind of, I think it kind of multiplies. So, like, you know, after the second day, you could get the first and the second day versions, you know, all the way up and through the event.
Did you try any of the other ones?
No, I just wanted to try that one. And then I think I went straight to, like, you know, bourbon or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, because it was cold.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Oh, no, no. I went to, and I cider, then bourbon.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was really good. I wanted to try it, and it was a really good presentation. Cletus, they made it a point to make these beers, like, very understated with the very much. So mine had, like, cinnamon and, like, vanilla. And there were, like, very – they were noticeable notes, but small. They were undertones. Okay. But then when you had the marshmallow, it kind of all – it amplified everything.
Came together.
Yeah.
Is doing the French press with the beer something you think you could do at home with another beer, or would you recommend it someone other people to try?
It's a great way to, if you're having a party, it's a great way to see different experience, or not see different experiences,
yeah,
but have different experiences with the same beer.
Okay.
Yeah. So our buddies over at Solidarity, mm-hmm, Chris Jacobson, he's a designer and he has this website, Solidarity Hardcore Craft Beer.
Yeah.
So they do this, they call it alchemy, and they do this kind of thing at beer events.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, he's got a station. And then, you know, he's making, like, a Mexican hot chocolate version of this beer. And, you know, he's playing with all these different ingredients, you know, right in front of you right before he serves you the beer.
Oh, cool.
So the Fountainhead tapped him to help create some of these variants.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, it's a really cool concept, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've seen them do it with, like, tea at a couple beer festivals.
Yeah.
But a lot of time they have the Randall going, and that's kind of what they use to infuse.
Yeah, it's an. I think it's an extension of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go French press, and then you go a bunch of dry spices, and then, yeah, just kind of a Randall, extension of the Randall.
Right, or you could go some, like, grapefruit or something like that, too, in there.
Yeah, neat. So it was cool. Cletus is doing so many beers that he's got his own tap handle at Fountainhead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of him, or, like, what?
Right, so, you know, it's this dude.
A giant him as a tap handle.
It's, you know, it's like a bobblehead version of him.
Oh,
you
cool.
know, he's got the bald head, he's smiling, he's wearing sandals, he's got on jeans, and then the tap handle just says Cletus in huge letters down the side.
Wow.
And he's one of the beers that's always on it. It's one of his beers.
Nice. Is he doing these beers, is he brewing them somewhere, like, with somebody, or is there, like, are they home brews?
Yeah, he was saying that the first beer he wanted to do was with Metropolitan, because he was really good friends with Doug Hurst. And Doug was like, you know, get out of here. I'm not doing a beer with you. So, but they ended up doing the beer, you know, maybe like a year later. And then he would go to breweries that he was a fan of, that he appreciated, and asked, do you want to do something?
Oh, cool.
And they would, you know, combine on
either
the recipe.
Kick him out or do
or,
a beer.
Or make a beer, right. So, you know, it was cool. And he's done this, like, you know, like 13, 14 times. And, you know, all with different breweries. Everybody from Dark Horse to Pipeworks to, you know, to Beguile.
Do you know if they just do, like, a small batch for him? Because you don't ever see it anywhere else. And if it's somebody like Metro, you know, that's a lot for them to take up tank space on just a one-off beer.
Yeah, exactly. I think all of them are small batch. The only one I've seen that was in a bottle was the one they did with Against the Grain. And
okay.
It was, you know, There Goes the Neighborhood. It was a Goes inspired by, like, some sort of cocktail. The type escapes me. That's the only time I've seen them in bottles, though.
Huh.
So...
interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a fun time.
Nice. And then we had talked about the event was a Brew New Year, right?
Mm-hmm. No, Brew Year's Eve.
Brew Year's Eve. Sorry.
Brew Year's Eve.
And that was our last episode.
Yeah, with Josh Siegel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you make it to that?
I made it to Brew Year's Eve, man.
Yeah.
Brew Year's Eve is at Salvage One, and I'm surprised no one's thought of this before.
Yeah.
Because this thing goes, like, four levels high. You know, I think we had access to three of them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an acoustic guitar on the first level, food on the second level,
yeah,
and beer on both levels. And then you could go to the third level and just kind of browse around.
No beer up there?
I don't remember seeing beer up there.
Okay.
Yeah. Just lots of, like, you know, stained glass and, you know, bathtubs.
Stuff to take pictures in front of or look at. Yeah.
Yeah. So... it was
it's Instagram heaven.
Oh,
at
man.
Salvage
are you kidding
One,
me?
Right?
The backdrop at this place. So apparently, there's like a 2-year waiting list for weddings at this place.
Yeah,
like it is the place. And I think that,
I know.
Yeah, you know all about that. So yeah, it was great, man. You saw everyone from you know, guys rocking the flannels, you know, to guys that were just dressed to the nines, you know.
Like Brad Meyer, you said.
Yeah,
you
saw I saw him. Brad there. Brad was looking good, man. I'm like, dude, you're looking good, man. Look at this guy, man. You clean up well, you know.
New Year's going all out, right?
Yeah, you know, you saw the glittery dresses and, you know.
He was wearing a glittery dress.
No, no, other people, oh, okay. Other people were, though. You saw every walk of life in this place.
Oh, cool.
Which was fun. And then, yeah, and then food served by guys dressed up in tuxedos, guys and girls in tuxedos. Mm-hmm. That was good. Yeah, and the tap list was very approachable, you know. So, like, it wasn't like a beer fest in a sense where, like, all the brewers were there.
Yeah.
You know, they had, like, I'm guessing it was Salvage One staff pouring these beers.
Or whoever. Whatever. Staff, yeah.
Yeah, and you get a full pour, mm-hmm. which is nice. And then you also get a commemorative Brewer's Eve glass.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very nice stemware. It was really good.
Okay. Yeah. What were you? What did you end up drinking that night, or what did you have anything?
The first beer I got was the Citra Saison from Pipeworks.
Okay. Mm.
Which I really enjoyed because it wasn't Pipeworks. They love to. They're very friendly. They're very hot friendly, just like uh-huh. you know Floyd's and Half Acre. Citra Saison was nice and balanced, which I really liked. And then Virtue Cider had a couple ciders on that I tried, and then I experimented with a couple other brews that the name escapes me. I know they were from like Lamont, Illinois. Gravedigger Billy was on from Revolution.
Oh, okay.
But we got to a point where I think we just started drinking Gumball Head like all night.
Like I can't get this in the store, so I'm just gonna drink it here, right?
You know, yeah. Okay. So we did that. So.
Okay, so did you stay until the end, or?
No, you know, actually, I cut out a little early.
Okay.
So I stayed from, I think it started at 8. I was there from 8 till about 11.
Oh, cool.
You know, I had to get out of there, yeah. So, yeah, I've got a daughter. She's on Christmas break. Mm-hmm. So I had to do, you know, 5-year-old New Year's Eve stuff and New Year's Day stuff.
Oh, fun, okay.
So, you know, I had to roll out. But I did want
to be able to get up early enough for when she gets up.
Exactly, you know, and make cookies shaped like trees and, you know, that
okay.
kind of thing and, you know. Dance
not bad.
And stuff
not
like
bad.
That. No.
So. Yeah, it seemed like a great event, and you know, I ended up having some other plans and wasn't able to make it out there. But yeah. Hopefully, it went off without a hitch. And
yeah, I thought it was it was well laid out. I think they sold 625 tickets. He said.
Oh.
So 625 over like 3 floors at Salvage One. You know, there was never a way for beer. The beer and the food. They kind of flowed all night, mm-hmm. which was cool. And yeah, and like you said, man, it's visually it's just such an you know engaging space.
Yeah,
you know, so much cool stuff going on. They had a complimentary coat check.
Okay.
You know, this was good. I hope he does that again next year.
Yeah, I think the only worst part, even when I had the wedding there, is how do you get out of there and how do you get to there? Because
yeah, I had to I cabbed it.
Yeah, but especially on New Year's, cabs are tough.
Yeah, that's true.
But you cut out early, so it was easy to get a lift out of there probably
yeah.
before it got crazy.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Anything else over the last couple of weeks you checked out, or should we get into what's coming up this week?
No,
you
that was
kick off
it.
Your drinking year. The year of drinking. Wait, is that every year?
It sounds a lot like last year and the year before that.
It's all just a drunken blur, isn't it? Yikes. So we got a couple fun things on Thursday.
Yeah.
January 8th, 2015.
Right on.
I gotta keep saying 15, otherwise I'm going to mess it up.
Yeah, you got to get used to it. Yeah. So now headquarters has 2 locations now. The original location is in Lakeview.
Okay.
And they've got something called Barley and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a beer and chocolate pairing. So it's a $20 ticket. Revolution is pairing beers with Bittersweet Pastry Shop. So you get 4 desserts, and then you get 4 beers with Rev. Carefully selected combinations. So
okay. So $20, 4 beers, and 4 pastries.
Yeah.
I guess that's not a bad deal. And you get free arcade games.
Yeah. Arcade games is definitely part of the draw at this place. And they got a lot of stuff. That's a huge space.
Yeah, it's really good size.
Yeah. So...
It seemed messy. You're going to play some games and eat some chocolate, but...
Yeah, I wonder how they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Does Rev list any of the beers, or are they just kind of, you know, open to that right now?
No, it looks like a Local Hero.
Okay.
Coup d'etat.
What's Coup d'etat?
That's the Saison.
Oh, okay.
This one, she's got the lady in the skirt, and she's standing in like a field of grains.
Oh, right. That okay. One.
It's something I never heard of. It's called Ivan's ESB Imperial Bitter.
I don't know if I've had that.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Oh, and then Rise, which is their American Stout.
Okay. I was expecting a stout. You know, you think of chocolate pairing, you think, of course, there's got to be some stouts and porters.
Yeah. And I do like the way these desserts sound, though. There's a blueberry almond tart. There's a creme brulee custard topped with strawberries. There's a caramel pecan. Yeah, this all sounds pretty good.
Cool. So that's Thursday the 8th, right?
Yeah, that's 5 p.m. at headquarters, all Beer right. Arcade.
Nice. Also Thursday at Timmy O'Toole's is the Founders CBS Tapping.
Yeah, and they're surprisingly throwing some really good parties at O'Toole's.
Yeah.
You know, I remember after beer camp, the Sierra Nevada beer camp at Navy Pier, the after party was there. They had a lot of great stuff there.
Yeah, because it's kind of in the loop, or it is in the loop, right?
Yeah, and it's like really far east.
Yeah.
And there's not really a
near,
lot.
Near Water Tower.
Yeah, right? Yeah, okay. Exactly. It's right over there.
I guess that's not really the loop then, right?
I mean, you know, technically.
It's downtown, but
yeah.
Not the loop.
Yeah.
But this is, it starts at 6 p.m., they're going to hand out drink tickets starting at 4 p.m. for 5-ounce samples of Kentucky breakfast or Canadian breakfast stout.
Yeah, I thought CBS was done. I thought it was like a one-and-done thing.
Right.
That's still the fastest beer I've ever seen kick at Haymarket. Before they had that big sign out there, it was like the first night they were open. They had CBS on tap. It was gone in like 8 minutes.
Jeez.
Like, yeah. So the way I understand it, I think KBS is – Kentucky Breakfast Stout, so that's that's bourbon barrels, and then I believe CBS is a very similar beer that uses
maple syrup, right?
Yeah, so like they had the Canadian whiskey barrels that were used for maple syrup, and then after the syrup, the beer was added.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. And then also on the tap list, they're going to have Backwoods Bastard 2012, 2014, Canadian Breakfast Stout, Founders Breakfast Stout, All Day IPA, Founders Pale Ale on Nitro. Yeah, seems like not a bad list. If you can get there for 4 p.m., try to get a ticket.
Yeah, it looks like you get a 5-ounce pour, too, which is a solid pour.
Uh-huh. And yeah. They didn't say how much that 5-ounce pour will be, but it's probably like $8, $10.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be a very real situation.
I'm sure people will be lining up and early.
It'll be gone in like, you know, gone in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Also, there's one more thing on Thursday, right? You found something at Whole Foods.
Yeah, there's this drink and draw. So Whole Foods is doing this first Thursdays. Whole Foods has that huge bar upstairs. And the first Thursday of the month, they're doing a drink and draw event. So what they'll do is give you, like, you know, materials to draw, like art materials. And then they'll encourage you to draw things. And then they'll let you sample beers, a feature brewery. So this first one's going to be Arcade. And then on that day, they're also going to have $2 beers on draft.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is this going to be every first Thursday is Drink and Draw?
This sounds like a new series they come up with, which is pretty cool.
I may have to move my grocery shopping day to Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm going to go draw for a minute and, you know, finish shopping and let me know when you're done. I'll be upstairs.
That Whole Foods is an unusually awesome space to just be.
It's not.
You know?
I'm not a big fan of grocery shopping. I usually, like, get in and get out.
I can never find anything.
Yeah.
I'm like.
And then it's really bad usually when you're drinking. This is their plan, right? It's to get you drinking, and you just wander around, and you fill up your cart.
Impulse buy. You know, all of a sudden, you must have these, like, peanut butter, these pretzels filled with peanut butter.
And
all of a sudden.
$5 for a little box.
Right.
Like, what was I thinking? Damn you. Canadian breakfast stout.
Yeah, man. That's going to be Thursday.
Anything on Friday?
Friday's quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, Friday's quiet.
And then Saturday, something the Burbs, right?
Yeah, man. Ale to the Burbs is putting on the Wonder Beers. So this is out at Plainfield, Illinois, Nevin's Brewing Company.
Nevin's, okay.
Yeah, so this I was looking at the release for this, and it sounds like they've encouraged all these breweries to bring – you know, beers that they've never sold before, you know? So, like, these one-off versions of all these beers. It kind of reminds you of, like, you know, like, the way some festivals are or, like, how, like, a Firkin party would be.
Oh, okay.
You know, where, like, yeah. So it looks like a lot of drafts.
It's not like the beers you can't sell, bring them here because they're so bad, no?
Right. So it's like they're telling people, hey, you know, make something and debut it at this party.
Okay.
You know, so yeah. So to give you an example, 350 Brewing, they're making a golden wheat with orange and vanilla. You know, and Bucket List is bringing an English pale ale that they've added maltsters malt balls to.
Malt balls. Okay. Yeah.
So they're doing a lot of fun one off beers. They've got about 30 of them. Lagunitas is bringing a rye cocoa porter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a bad event.
Yeah.
So this is an Ale to the Burbs, guys. Fellow bloggers and, I don't know, he's put on all these events and fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I think it's a collective of a lot of those guys that we know and see all the time. You know, like Kevin Bastian and Jeremy Teal and those guys. And, yeah, they do a lot of fun stuff. I actually saw Kevin at Salvage One.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So what's this? Wonder Beers at Nevin's. What time does it kick off?
This is a 2 p.m. event.
Nice and early.
Yeah. $35.
Oh, that's a great deal for like 30 beers you've never had before and probably will likely not see again.
Yeah. I'm very curious. If I'm not working, I think I'm going to try to go to this.
Oh, cool.
If I'm not working and it's not, you know, 3 degrees out.
Sure. Might be hard to get out to Nevin's. And, yeah. That cold. I guess you take the train in Cabot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tricky. Well, then Sunday is Sunday Fun Day.
Yeah.
With Slapshot Brewing at the Beer Bistro.
Yeah. So this is the Beer Bistro on West Madison.
Right. Not the Beer Bistro North.
Right. Not Beer Bistro North. And the Slapshot guys are all in. So Slapshot's 1 year anniversary.
Crazy.
So they're bringing, that was quick. So they're bringing like 11 Slapshot beers for your Sunday afternoon enjoyment. So looks like one of them is a 10% Russian Imperial Stout. And looks like a fun time. They're also raffling off 2 sets of tickets to the Blackhawks game that night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this
man,
is
you're going to get nice and lit when you go to the Blackhawks game, right?
Yeah. That's going to be good. The doors open at 11 a.m. for that.
Okay. Did I say what time? I guess the raffle must be like at least an hour or so before the game kicks off.
Yeah, I think they want you to, yeah.
And that Beer Bistro has shuttles. Don't they have a shuttle or a bus that takes you to and from the stadium?
Yeah, I think you're right, because it's right down the street.
So you could just go there at 11. Even if you don't have tickets, I bet you could show up and buy tickets at the stadium, too. I'm sure there's, you know, what upper level available.
Yeah, some really good beers in that place now, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is great.
Man, sounds like definitely a Sunday fun day. Anything else on the calendar, or is that kind of the week?
No, we're back in full swing with a handful of events there for the next coming week.
Cool. Well, for the new year, I think we're going to kick off a new segment at the end of the show here. We're just going to talk about a couple news stories we found. Craft beer news stories in Chicago.
Yeah, craft beer news, man.
Yeah, and one of them involves the beer we're drinking, or from the brewery we're drinking.
Yeah.
Half Acre.
So this year at the Great American Beer Fest, Half Acre won their first ever medal for Heyoka, which was an American IPA. And I guess recently they announced that they're going to change the name from Heyoka to Sunita.
Sunita.
Yeah. Okay. In response to some heat they were getting from the Lakota.
Who?
The Lakota population.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess it's... if I'm understanding this right, it's like these are Native Americans, right? And I guess they approached Half Acre and said, hey, you know, we think this is kind of offensive. Because I think the term in their eyes refers to like a jester or like a guy who like, you know, says a bunch of wacky stuff and does a bunch of silly stuff, like a clown almost.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, this isn't cool. Why don't you stop making the beer with that name?
Which is, I guess, kind of weird. I don't think Haymarket or Half Acre would have got any flack had they not won the award. It was kind of maybe in the spotlight then.
One of the things I saw from Gay from Half Acre was like, I'm really surprised they found us. Like, how did they find us? You know, yeah. But I think them winning the gold medal in the largest category ever, the 2014 IPA category, that definitely raised their visibility. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a really good beer with great artwork and fucking, it's a killer. It's a killer beer.
Yeah, and they're not really changing any of the artwork besides the name. So it looks almost the exact same.
Yeah. So, they're feeling some pressure. And, you know, I guess they're just saying, hey, you know what? If this is how you feel and this is coming from your community, we're not going to be dicks about this. We'll change the name.
Yeah, we're fine changing it. It's kind of it's more of a like whatever to them. It's the same beer. It's just a different name.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's funny because there's been all the, I think, legal stories lately about beer names running out of beer names and all that stuff. So that they got kind of in trouble.
Yeah, because there are. I mean, you think, I guess there are 3,000 breweries now, 3,000 plus breweries.
So many ways to say this is a hoppy beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember at the that Blackbird event that Josh from Revolution was there, and he was explaining, you know, there's a brewery in California called Iron Fist, and he was explaining some legal issues that they went back and forth about because, you know, some of the beers, they didn't agree because, you know, they both share, you know, the fist at the end of the day. And, they got over the legal hurdles, and now they're going to make a beer together to kind of celebrate.
Oh, that's awesome.
But initially, when they first talked about it, they're like, dude, you have to change the name of the beer. And the other brewer's like, no way, we're not changing anything.
That's a fist or flying.
Literally, you know, yeah. So, but yeah.
Cool. And then I guess one more story. Goose Island's changing their tap handles?
Goose Island is changing their tap handles. Well, kind of. Okay. Kinda. So here's the thing, right? If you ever seen, you know, and Goose has an iconic handle. They've never changed the handle. It looks really cool. It's a huge goose neck.
It's now going to be bobblehead.
Now it's going to be a bobblehead of Cletus. No. 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 All right. So if you're at a bar, right? You know, the guys who run the bar are saying, listen, we love the beer, but when we go to take this gooseneck off, you know, it's so big that we have to take off the taps next to it on both sides of it just to get it off because it, you know, it unscrews.
Right. Wouldn't likely that beer be gone or you're changing over the keg? So you could you just turn the handle down and turn it off, like, and spin it off?
You would think. But apparently that's too much for people.
Would you be releasing pressure? But I guess you'd flip that in your like system down below and just like turn that line off, right?
Yeah, you would think, but
okay.
But people apparently have issues with the fact that, you know, they're not going to put the, or you could just put the goose neck at the end of the tap line, you know, at the end of the row of taps, you could put it there and avoid the issue too. But yeah, people are complaining, so Goose is like, you know what, hey, we'll do this for you. Instead of making a screw off goose neck, we'll make a magnetic one. So instead of unscrewing it, you know, you can just lift it straight up and down, and then the taps on either side of it aren't affected by it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people are now going to, like, if they know this, they could just, like, run in there and pull off the tap handle, right, and run out?
You got to stop giving people ideas, man. What are you doing,
I don't
man?
Know, I just, that's
you, instant, this is how you're going to start the year off?
That's instantly what I think of, like, oh, man, I could just steal that tap handle.
And then here we are bringing it as news. So, like, people probably wouldn't even know about this at all. Not only are we telling them, then we're like, encourage, no. Listen, drink responsibly. Tip your waiters and waitresses when you go out. And then leave, okay?
Don't steal anything. Well, I think that does it for our first episode of Chicago Beer Pass of 2015. Nick, if people want to find you or get in touch, how can they, you know, reach out?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter. It's at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. If you steal any Goose Island tap handles and take a picture with a, you know, tweet it at us.
You do not tweet it at us. God damn it, Brad.
And if you want to find the show, it's chicagobeerpass.com. Episodes get posted there, links to iTunes. Subscribe. You know, episode coming out every week. Usually only take a break over the holidays, or unless one of us are on an extended vacation or something like that.
Partying.
Yeah,
you know, partying. On three-wheelers in the islands.
Yeah, you never know.
Living it up.
So subscribe, be ready for a new episode next week, and thanks for listening.
Right on. Cheers.